Welcome. Today, we're discussing some exciting windsurf upgrades, the Wave 8 upgrades to be exact. And let me tell you, they're game changers.
Wave 8 upgrades? I've heard whispers something about OpenAI acquisition.
That's right. It hasn't been officially confirmed yet, but it's looking likely. But more importantly, these Wave 8 upgrades rolled out over 3 days and are packed with features.
3 days? That's a lot to unpack. What came first?
Day one focused on Teams and enterprise features. Imagine custom context, reading from Google Docs, easy conversation sharing, a real boon for team collaboration. Plus, secure app deployment via Team Deploys and a revamped analytics portal.
Okay, so boosting team productivity. Anything for us, regular users?
Absolutely. Day two was all about us mere mortals. Custom workflows are a standout. Create and save rulebooks. Mark down files with task lists for the AI. Need to build a target, change a config, redeploy, and generate a PR? One/command and it's done.
Wow, that's streamlined. Any other cool tools for individual users?
File-based rules, much like Cursor and Clinode. A Windsurf folder with a rule subfolder. Keep your rule files there, and Windsurf references them automatically. Plus, a graphical interface for easier rule management.
So more control and customization. Love that. What about running multiple tasks at once?
Simultaneous cascade agents. No more waiting for one task to finish before starting another. And revamped cascade plugins with a marketplace. Discover, install, and manage plugins graphically.
That's a huge improvement. Anything about the last day of releases?
Day 3 enhanced the JetBrains plugin and introduced some neat UX changes. A continue button for giving cascade feedback. A redesigned model selector with search. Workspace-based conversation mapping.
Workspace-based conversation mapping. So no more irrelevant chat history cluttering things up.
Exactly. Plus, if you open a conversation from a different workspace, Cascade prompts you to open that workspace for accurate file references and citations. Oh, and the free tier got a serious upgrade. Premium models, more prompt credits, unlimited Cascade usage in write mode, fast tab completions, and more.
A better free tier? That's fantastic. Any downsides to all these changes?
Well, Windsurf reviews, a GitHub bot for reviewing pull requests and editing titles/descriptions, is only available for team users. A bit of a bummer, but still a cool feature.
I see. Okay, I'm sold. Where can our listeners learn more?
Be sure to upgrade to the latest version to access all these fantastic features. And if you haven't already, consider checking out NinjaChat, an all-in-one AI platform with a great deal using the code KING25. That's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.